we talk wrestling here. As the Scott City wrestling team had a good showing on Saturday last week up at the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton. And now on Saturday, well, Friday, they'll have a double duel there with Hoxie and Oakley. That's up at Hoxie, I believe. And then Saturday, it's the Scott City Wrestling Classic, the Scott Community Event Center. So come on and see them. One of a couple opportunities at home this year with the league tournament and then also a duel later on in February. But anyways, we'll get started here. We'll talk with a couple of the wrestlers here. And starting off with junior Jacob Irwin here. He came in at 160 pounds at Norton over the weekend and had a good showing. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you bumped up to 160 last Saturday up at Norton there, and you had a pretty good day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
All right, but you've kind of been off and on varsity this year, and you started out at 152, and now you're at 160. Do you feel more comfortable there?
Well, I like to wrestle 160s where I prefer to wrestle, but I'm going to 152 this week because Houston is out.
I thought maybe you just liked eating a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, third place, though, that's got to be pretty exciting there. And you, the first wrestler you had of the day, you saw at the end there, and you doubled up your wins. That's a pretty good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, I guess kind of go through your day, how you felt you wrestled there.
I thought I wrestled pretty good. Best of my ability is always what I'm trying to wrestle. Yeah.
You've kind of got a unique wrestling style of wrestling, I guess you could say. What makes it tough for opponents to wrestle you?
I don't know. A lot of times I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to win, either however that works.
You probably can't describe the move, can you?
No, I can't name the new move or describe it. I just know how it works.
Hey, but if it works, it works, right?
Yeah.
But no, what's been probably the most enjoyable part of wrestling for you so far this year?
I like the atmosphere the team has at practice. We're always all trying to work hard, trying to get better.
Where do you think maybe you made the most strides? Most improvement?
Hopefully on top, I think, is where I'm just like, you know, when you have a wrestler on the mat and one on top of them, I think on top is where I'm improving the most at.
And what's going to be the probably exciting part about wrestling at home on Saturday?
Having friends there that can cheer me on.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a fun day for you there. And is this your first time on the radio here?
Yes.
All right. Wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, you did good. Well, good luck to you coming up here, and congratulations on your Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Jacob Irwin joining us here, and we'll talk to another wrestler making his debut on the show, and freshman Alex Rodriguez. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. And you had a big day there on Saturday at Norton there. You're at 138 pounds. And what are some things you've learned moving yourself up to the high school ranks?
That it's way different and way harder to compete than other middle school and Kansas kids.
What are some things that maybe you've had to adjust to compete at that level?
Learning how to work on my feet and learning how to get off of bottom.
All right. Saturday, I had a big day there. I think you finished fourth, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right. Well, at Norton there, what are some things you took away from Saturday?
To pay attention to listening for coach's voice and telling me what to do.
All right. And, you know, it was a pretty tough tournament. Some kids that you normally wouldn't see during the season. What were some of the different styles that you saw maybe on a Saturday?
They were more aggressive compared to Kansas teams, and they were always go-getting, and then they did get tired.
Yeah. Well, I know it was a tough way to end there, but did you feel like your Saturday tournament was pretty good overall?
It was decent. I could have done way better, but it didn't happen, so.
But you get to wrestle at home on Saturday and Friday as well there and at Hoxie. But what are some things that you're going to – with some goals that you have to move forward here?
Try to work on everything during practice, just work on shooting and working on bottom more.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season here so far, Alex. I know it's got to be exciting to wrestle on the home mats on Saturday. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Alex Rodriguez, who wrestles at 138 pounds for Scott City, and we have Coach Dakota Hayes making his way here. Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And Saturday, you made the trek up to Norton J.R. Durham Invitational, and a little weird, just some different teams there, not there, but I think it was a good day of wrestling with the third place finish.
Yeah, no, it, everybody kind of showed up and wrestled well. You know, us coaches were talking on the way home. Just like any tournament, we left some points out there that we thought we probably could have got. But, you know, it's one of those things, you just roll with the punches and you keep going. I'm super proud of the guys, how they kind of rallied and took care of business. Some of the leaders stepped up and got bonus points when they needed to. And seeing stiff competition like that, picking up those bonus points is always important. So.
Well, I thought what struck me a little bit surprising, even from a couple years ago, I think probably seeing Cozad, they've really improved a lot from last time I think you saw them there at Norton.
Yeah, no, they came out strong and they kept throwing punches, and they got a great group of kids. So does North Platte. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where they're a Nebraska school, so we really won't see them very much, but we will see them in a couple weeks up there at Lexington. So it definitely gave us some things that we need to work on and to improve. And so being able to see that kind of competition is always a good thing. So
what I thought was kind of unusual, I don't know if you guys wrestled any of the kids from Weld Central on Saturday.
I think Evan, no. One of our kids did.
Okay.
You know, those Weld Central kids, they're pretty stout, and all of them are cutting pretty heavy, and they're big kids. They're heavyweight. I was impressed with him. He wrestled really, really well. He's a big guy. I bet he was every bit of 6'4", 6'5". I mean, he was a big kid, and he could move well. You know, just seeing kids like that, I think they make the trek out to Hayes next weekend when we're in Lexington. So. You know, being able to see them and talk with their coach a little bit and just see where we're at, and it's always a good time.
Absolutely, and you know, you had some great moments there. Of course, Colin taking care of business there at 126, Colin McDaniel, and even you know, Kale Wheeler. What was impressive with his match there at 182 there, and looked like he was pretty tired there in that third period. All of a sudden, it was a tie. I think close to being a tie score or a tie score, and. Whistle shot, and he gets the takedown and back points. I think that's just that second wave of wind coming through there.
Yeah, no, it's one thing that we always tell the kids: you have to hate losing more than you're tired. And in tight matches like that, you kind of got to suck it up and go for it. You know, that's what we train for: tight matches like that, where we know that we'll put our gas tank against anybody and be able to get the takedown right there at the end if we need to. So,
well, and then also Zach Robaugh, tournament champion, 145. I was just hearing some of the coaches talk and some others that they said 145 is probably one of the toughest, if not the deepest, weight class there. And Zach really did a big had a good tournament there that weight class, and I think that earned him the outstanding wrestling.
Yeah, no, he's wrestling well. He's one of those seniors that he hasn't had the best luck in the past years, and he's making the best of what he's got now. He's one of them that he's on a mission. He wants to prove that he's able to wrestle at that high level and possibly move on to the next level. So he wrestled well. He controlled every match. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough match against that Groffel kid from Oberlin. Those are really good wrestling family. Very technically sound. You know, they're really good at riding the legs, and if you let them, you know, ripping your arms off and that type of stuff. But, he controlled the match, wrestled well, and came out of there with a big win. So.
And, you know, you had some of you youngsters there. They were getting their first real – I mean, other than Abilene, that was a good tournament for them, but some of the others getting their first taste at varsity. And, you know, I thought that there was – I think they took away a lot of learning lessons from that day there for some of your newcomers there on Saturday.
Yeah, no, JP, it was his first varsity competition. We wrestled him there at the JV tournament in Abilene. He is a junior, so it's one of those things where you really don't want to feed him to the wolves, but you want to see what he's got. And he rose to the occasion. He bumped into a couple really good kids and lost a couple close ones. So seeing that out of him is always promising, you know. And then Baylor stepped in at heavyweight there for last week and picked up a couple wins. I think he went out of there at 2-2, and seeing a freshman be able to compete like that, it's always good to see. So I think some of those new guys that finally got in there, they competed well. And like Coach Gentry was saying earlier, when you get to watch them compete at a high level, it's really good to see.
You know, and kind of transitioning over the girls' side of things, I thought there was a lot of promise there as well, showing there. Of course, Michaela only had one other girl in her weight class, but she doubled up, beat the same girl twice in a best of three. But she also had some others that kind of stepped up there and got second, thirds, and fourths, found themselves on the medal stand.
Yeah, no, and it was a good weekend for them. Brooklyn Gossman, she wrestled really, really well. She got fourth place. You know, she ran into some really good girls. Ashlyn Pasternak, I think she got third. She wrestled a girl from Ellis, the coach's daughter, and she's been wrestling for a while. And it's one of those things where being able to get them out there and wrestle that kind of competition and see where they need to improve and kind of see what it's all about, it's good for them. I know that, you know, they're taking their lumps just like everybody else is, but I hope a lot of them understand that, you know, this is the first year that they've ever tried it. It's just like, you know, you don't pick up a basketball or anything like that, and you're not Michael Jordan. It takes some work. And they're all working hard, and from what I can tell, they're enjoying it. So makes it a little bit easier for us coaches.
And also notice some of them afterwards, you know, they lost and they were upset about losing. So you can start to see them feel like they belong there and they really want to win.
Yeah, no, when they're frustrated about a loss like that, that just means that they care.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're the type of coaches that if we see that you're caring and all that stuff, we're going to pour everything we can into you and try to get you better. And if you start slacking off a little bit and not really caring about losses, we're going to try to figure out what the deal is. You know, aren't you not having fun or anything like that? So they're all invested. They're doing well, and we're proud of them all. So.
Well, now Saturday – or Friday, I should say, you start off, and you're going to be up against Hoxie and Oakley there. You've seen Oakley, of course, last weekend a little bit. Hoxie, haven't seen them since their tournament, and they're coming off a pretty big high winning that tournament down at Dodge City. But then Saturday you come home, and it's the showcase there, the Scott City Wrestling Classic, and really for the first time you're going to have a girls' division.
Yeah, no, we're – you know – and this is kudos to Coach Dirks. He's really invested in it and trying to grow that tournament. And we picked up two new teams. I think Atwood's coming and Goodland's coming. And we're trying to get so we can fill full 16-man brackets and give our community a good day of wrestling where they can come up and support our kids and see them at home. And the girls, we're going to try to run a girls tournament and see how that goes. We told all the teams to, you know, bring every girl you got because – we're going to try to run it as, you know, girls match, boys match. So you're going to see plenty of different types of wrestling as far as the female and male wrestlers go. So it should be a fun day.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it on Saturday. And it starts at 9:30?
9:30, yep.
All right. Excellent there. So once again, wrestling at Hoxie on Friday with Hoxie and Oakley, a double duel there. And then Saturday at the Sky Community Event Center at 9:30. Yeah, it should be an exciting day. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here talking wrestling as the wrestling team off to, once again, a good start here. And thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Yep, thanks, Adam. We appreciate it.
You betcha.